couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gadi Placido, and the Celtics lose to the Bucks 104-91, going down to 62-17 on the season. So the dreams of getting back to 66-16, matching the 08 Celtics, is gone. But it was very evident that the Celtics do not care. And I do not mean that in a negative way whatsoever. This was a very unserious game from start to finish. The Celtics made it very clear that they weren't going to go out and play with full effort. Do not blame them in the slightest. But honestly, it didn't really stop there. The refs also didn't really seem to make much of an effort in this game. The Celtics and Bucks combined 1-for-2 from the free throw line, which is the lowest in NBA history. The lowest prior to tonight was 5. This is the first time in NBA history that a team has gone an entire game without a single free throw attempt. So congratulations, Celtics, continuing to set records. It's just, I don't know. This was just one of those games where start to finish didn't really feel like there was anything on the line. And for the Celtics, there wasn't. For the Bucks, this game actually meant something, right? There are only a couple games separating 2 through 5, right? So the Milwaukee Bucks actually have something to play for. This game meant something. For the Celtics, our season's been over for a while, right? We have absolutely nothing standing in the way of us at this point. But Milwaukee Bucks, 14 games behind. And if you go all the way down to to Philly, they're 17.5 back. So 3.5 games separate 2 through 7, right? Milwaukee's in a tough race here, right? Like, they want second place. They want home court through the first two rounds. They don't want to face Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. This win is going to help with that, right? They're a game and a half up on Orlando at this point. So, again, it is what it is. This is one of those games. Didn't mean anything for the Celtics, but certainly meant a lot to Milwaukee. You move on, right? I'm not going to dive into this podcast same as usual. I'm not going to talk through some of the positives. I'm not going to talk through the negatives because, frankly, there's not much to take from today's game. I think we saw a couple of good things. It was nice seeing Xavier Tillman go out, defend Giannis. I thought he did a pretty good job through the majority of this game. This is one of those games. Brooke Lopez, to start this, was, I think, 4-for-4 from beyond the arc. And just absolutely torched the Celtics. They had a 26-11 lead early, but the Celtics fell down a lot in this game. Down 41-21 early in the second. And it just honestly kind of stayed around 15 to 20 points ever since that point. The Celtics made a run a couple times, got it down to 13 or so, and made a run late. However, part of that was due to the fact that Giannis got injured. And I do want to talk about this here. Giannis Antetokounmpo went down in the third quarter and had to be helped off the court, helped into the locker room. They're saying it's a left calf strain, but just came out after the game. He is going to have an MRI on it. This was coming out of an inbounds. Giannis passed the ball in, no contact, nobody within 6 feet of him, immediately fell down, leg buckled. Scary, right? Nobody wishes injury on anybody. Hopefully it's not that serious. Hopefully he's back come playoff time. But this is one of those things. You look at the way Joe Mazzulla has handled a lot of these, you know, rotational guys, right? He's trying to keep them at lower minutes. He's not telling them to go out and play balls to the wall like the Aaron Nesmith type. He's not going out there and having them play like that, right? This is a 50%, maybe 60% effort type game. And it has been for a little bit now. But this is the reason why. What happens if Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, one of them goes down because they're going out and trying too hard? What happens? I'm not saying the season's over, but it certainly doesn't help. right? This is one of those things that's just terrifying for a team. Again, Milwaukee is playing for something. I'm not going to sit here and argue that. But if that happened to one of the Celtics players in a game that meant absolutely nothing, that would be the worst case scenario. So people can complain about this game. There are people out there that are complaining about it. Unfortunately, the Celtics do not give a shit. And I don't blame them at all. There are three games left. Get through those three games as healthy as possible. Get ready for the playoffs. The Celtics have, I guess, the remaining three games at home, which is nice. They play the Knicks on Thursday and then Hornets on Friday, back-to-back. I would be shocked if we saw starters play more than 25 minutes in either of those games, right? Sunday might be a little bit of a different story. Final game before the playoffs. Wouldn't be surprised if they get closer to that 30 mark, just trying to get their cardio up a little bit. But honestly, who knows? Because either way, you're off for quite some time. Their final game is on the 14th. Their first game probably won't be till the either 20th or 21st. So that's an entire week off. So even if they do go out on Sunday and play 30 minutes, is that really doing much from a cardio perspective? I don't know. Probably not. Right? So this is just one of those situations where all you got to try and focus on right now is just getting through the remaining three games healthy and get a couple good film sessions in as far as what the Celtics can do good to really continue to dominate teams. We won't know who we're playing for a little bit, right? So all it is, all the first couple days is going to be is take some time to rest, but get in there, get in a couple good film sessions about things that you've done well. How can you run your offense? Look at some of the zones that we've thrown out the last couple weeks. There's a lot of good film to take a look at over the last couple weeks. Things that they've done well, things that they haven't done well. So those are kind of the things that you got to focus on at this point. These games don't really mean a whole lot, but it's always nice to have some film to go back and watch, right? Tough overall game. I mean, listen, Pat Bev did his thing out there. He gave Luke Kornet the too small again. It's 20 points for Pat Bev. He's just one of those guys I cannot stand. But one of the positives out of today's game, despite the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Celtics by 13, we did not see Thanasis at all, which is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I think he stepped on the court for like 13 seconds, and Luke Kornet scored. So he's a minus two in the box score in like less than a minute, which is beautiful. But we didn't really have to see him play. You saw him running up and down the sidelines on every single made basket the entire night, which is just numbing. Like, it just drives me nuts. But we didn't have to see him really step on the court and play much. A solid 30 seconds or so. So overall, listen, give a lot of credit to Brook Lopez. Played an unbelievable game, 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. Like I said, early on in this game, he had 4 3-pointers in the first 6 minutes or so of this game. Only had one the rest of the way. But you saw the Celtics try to double Giannis, Damian Lillard a couple times. Pat Bev played really well. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 8 from 3. Really good game from Pat Bev. So the Celtics went out. They didn't play Al Horford. They didn't play Porzingis. So they had to go small. This is one of those games where Jason Tatum, couple stints in this game, was playing the 5. We had Sam Hauser defending Giannis. Like, that lineup will never happen in the playoffs. Bucks fans, I'm sorry, you got absolutely no film from this game on how to defend the Celtics, because nothing we threw at you today is going to help you at all. This is not the lineup. These aren't the rotations. These aren't the players that the Celtics are going to be playing with come playoff time. Celtics fans, got to stop overreacting to losses like this. They mean nothing. But that's it. I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot to talk about in this game. They were very unserious. The refs were very unserious. Doesn't really mean much. So Celtics, 3 games left. Really, really want to stay under. 20 losses on the season. I think that is an unbelievable benchmark. So to get to, you know, even 63-19, I'll take it. Really would love, you know, three straight wins coming into this, but I really don't know what to expect from the Celtics team. I don't think we're going to see a lot of starter minutes, especially in the next two games. So we'll see. We'll see what Celtics products we get out here. I know the Knicks on Thursday definitely have something to play for. They're going to be busting their ass trying to win that game. But honestly, Friday, Hornets, nothing to play for, officially eliminated from playoffs. The Wizards, nothing to play for, eliminated from playoffs. So honestly, you know, who knows? They might just be playing for pride at this point. try to win against a formidable opponent. They haven't got a lot of those this season, so we'll see what they come out with. But that's where we're going to wrap things up. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?